This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nicholas Backstrom will return for the Capitals tonight at Cap One Arena as they play the Columbus Blue Jackets.
There we go.
Welcome back, Backy. Travis Boyd likely to be the healthy scratch, according to Todd Reirden. More on that, perhaps, in the Beltway Blitz, which is an hour away. But right now, let's get to the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Welcome onto the show, our buddy Clinton Portis. He joins us every single Monday at 11 a.m. after Redskins games. Clinton, the Redskins had won two in a row against backup quarterbacks. We knew that would be a tall task against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. But are we in a mode where we can give them a little bit of an pat on the back and a moral victory Monday here after only losing by five to the two seed in the NFC?
Yeah, you could definitely give them that a boy and move forward. You know, for me and yesterday being on air with Smoot and Smoot coming in with excitement to say we can now focus on the draft. I say let's start looking forward to the draft. And, you know, some of the guys, if Geis checks out, to be fine today with his MRI, I think we've seen enough from Geis in 3 weeks. You know, I don't think you want to risk a potential building block for next season. And I know as a fan, we want to say, let's get him on the field. He needs to play. But at the same time, to understand everything he's overcome these last 2 years, with this being his third knee injury, and just relax, you know, take a step back and say, I'm going to have this guy here if he checks out to be fine and move forward. You know, even with Haskins, I think myself and Cooley had a discussion. From this point on, it's no game management. After you see Locke and you see Hodges from Pittsburgh go out and sling the ball around and compete 2 weeks in, you got to release. You know, it can't be, oh, we're bringing him along slowly and we're going to game manage. Show me what he's capable of over these next 3 weeks. Show his big arm, put him in two-minute situations to let him march up and down the field, and just unleash him. It's no more safety for me. The season is over, basically, and you're 3-10 with three games left. You're playing spoiler. You got the Philadelphia Eagles. You got three divisional games coming up, and you're playing spoiler to the Eagles or the Cowboys. So whoever you feel, you're going out to compete because the season is still alive because you have divisional games. So anyone in the division can beat each other, and you have three games coming up against divisional opponents.
Well, Clinton, speaking of safety, it may not be that safe for Dwayne Haskins back there with that banged-up ankle, and he wasn't moving around real well, especially, you know, really starting that second quarter. He couldn't hand it off very smoothly. Couldn't reach a target point, it looked like, on one stretch play type run to Adrian Peterson. I felt he should have been out of the game, but I know as a player, sometimes guys feel differently about that, and maybe he won some points with his teammates. Give me the player's perspective on that for a guy gutting through.
Well, I agree with you. I think at the beginning, in seeing those same things, and to hear Coach Callahan say nothing was wrong, but at the same time, they show your backup quarterback, show Case warming up on the sideline, it had to be some kind of conversation, and they had to see it as well. But what I did see was the competition in that final quarter. You know, despite everything that we're saying and reasons he shouldn't have been in, when you look at that final drive, some of the plays he made, some of the throws, when you look at the touchdown that McLaurin caught, I mean, that ball was – it shouldn't have been thrown there, but it was spot-on accurate, and it was an outstanding catch by McLaurin. So just for him to compete, we know he has the competitive edge. We know he's a guy that wants to be on the field. We know he's a guy that's going to compete. So now that you have that, the fine-tune is everything else, you know, because you had throws. I watched the film with Cooley this morning. You had throws that we would blame Haskins for, that honestly his receivers could have gave him more. Even the interception going into halftime, we don't necessarily say that's Haskins' fault, because the window he was trying to get the ball in, if Harmon comes back to that ball, then that's possibly a big play, a big throw and catch. So it's a small thing. It's minute little things that can be fixed. You know, your receivers have to run through routes and have to make a decision quicker to keep the ball from still being to get out of Haskins' hand. And your O-line, you know, the O-line has some hiccups as well. So when you look at Haskins, although we all say, well, the numbers aren't there and he took a lot of sacks, he actually had some good plays and he had some bad plays. But now at this point, I think you just unleash him and let him sling the ball downfield.
Well said by Clinton Portis on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. CP, let's go from the other side of it, though, from the coaching perspective. Did you think Haskins should have been taken out of the game if you're Bill Callahan? He couldn't plant. He was limping to hand off. He's your future, and he couldn't protect himself for a little while. Are you surprised he stayed in the game?
I am. Like I said, in the beginning of the game, I felt the same way that everyone else feels, that I didn't think he should be in the game. But by the end of the game, I guess he had just learned how to nurse the pain and play through it, because that final drive, I mean, now that you look back at it, you're like, man, I don't know if I would have rather had anyone other than Haskins in the game. So it's just one of those situations early on where it seemed sluggish and slow, and he couldn't plant and he couldn't carry out a fake, which opens up running lanes, because you got someone has to go with you. You know, if you got Case in the game and the bootleg is in full throttle and no one goes, then there you go, a free bootleg for 10 yards, first down, or maybe even a run action pass, and you get the ball behind the secondary. So I just didn't feel like early on when it was obvious he was limping and couldn't put pressure on it, that he should have been in the game.
Clinton, why is the defense played better here? For two straight weeks, they've given up early points to both the Panthers and here the Packers, but since then, they basically made some adjustments. Looks like they've just a different team than what we saw as recently as a month ago.
Ionitis,
what have you seen?
You know, think a huge part of it has been Matt Ioannidis and his play. When you look at Matt Ioannidis playing at a Pro Bowl level and the rest of the defense, I think the communication, you know, we haven't seen a bunch of miscommunication in the secondary. I think that's improved over recent weeks. The linebacking core, you're starting to see Cole Holcomb turn into a household name. Then Sweat is starting to come into his own. So you have a lot of guys that's finding their footing at this point in the season. I think Fabian has been playing lights out over the last 3 weeks, and it goes unnoticed. You know, I would say he's been responsible for 3 turnovers, but yesterday, if he gets the fumble, you know, he still created that fumble, although the knee was down, and then the week before, the interception that skipped on the ground that had to be replayed, that would be 5 turnovers in 3 weeks, you know. So for a guy that's been missing around here for so long, and then all of a sudden you got Matt Ioannidis, an interior lineman that's 8.5 sacks, and you look at Sweat, who's starting to put pressure on the quarterback as well. You just got guys coming together. Landon Collins is doing a good job at the safety position at getting everybody in position and making plays. And I think guys are starting to have fun, and that's normally what you see on the defensive side of the ball. When you see guys having fun and flying around and jumping and high-fiving, they feel like, hey, we can overcome 14 points. It's just tough on the road against Aaron Rodgers.
Clinton Portis on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Real quick, we only got about a minute left, but you mentioned the communication getting better. There's no denying this defense has improved immensely since Josh Norman stopped playing, and he's getting paid a lot of money. Yesterday, a corner got hurt, and they still didn't play him for a snap. Simeon Thomas, whoever that is, played 39 snaps. What do you make of that?
Well, I just think it's a situation that Josh had every opportunity. You know, whether what's going to happen, none of us know, but you're just starting to evaluate other guys on your roster. You know, I don't think it's just necessarily, oh, we're not putting Josh Norman on the field. I think this is an opportunity that we're evaluating other guys on the roster. And with that evaluation, you already know what Josh is capable of. So if you get an opportunity to take a look at a young guy, you're taking that look.
Clinton, thank you, buddy. Always appreciate it, dude. We'll talk next week.
Hey, no problem, man. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. You heard what Clinton Portis thought. We'll give you our opinions, and let's get yours next. Dwayne Haskins stayed in the game, hobbling around on one leg for a little while. Should he have? Do you think the Redskins should have taken him out of the game yesterday, or were you glad they left him in there? Because ultimately he did get something to build on with that final drive at the end of the game when the contest was out of reach. Grant and Danny on The Fan.
There is no offseason, not at the St. James anyway. DMV's hottest destination for sports, wellness, and active entertainment. The St. James is a sports utopia. There's something for everyone. They offer training, instruction, and competitive leagues and teams for more than 20 sports. My son just had his first basketball practice. He's getting into that. They got everything from basketball to golf, tennis, swimming. The facilities are unbelievable, top-notch instructors. In fact, the expert instructors coaching their teams and leading training for more than 20 sports, a former U.S. men's national team member is teaching kids how to play soccer. It's not just some dad in the neighborhood who's got some spare time on his hands who played in elementary school. No, it's a former U.S. national team member. It's amazing. The facilities are unbelievable. Speaking of those, the Premium Health Club offers top-of-the-line equipment and weights, dedicated personal trainers to help you achieve your body goals. Every new member gets two complimentary health assessments with a personal trainer. So much under one roof, you got to see it to believe it. Visit thestjames.com to learn more and schedule a tour. That's thestjames.com. St. James, welcome to your best.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, your NFL draft order. The Bengals have the first pick. They almost messed around and beat the Browns yesterday. Couldn't pull it off.
Had a great chance, man. Had a great chance. Joe Mixon, where's that been all season long?
It's coming around.
He balled out yesterday. He had like almost 200 total yards.
1-12 Cincinnati, the number one pick in the draft. There's just no way they don't take Joe Burrow, the quarterback from LSU, who elevated the Tigers to the top spot in the college football playoff rankings with a gem against Georgia in the SEC championship game on Saturday. Did you watch that?
I did.
Joe Burrow was great.
He's spectacular.
He is the man.
He's just really, really good.
I love watching him. The number two pick right now belongs to the New York Giants. But
here we go, Eli. Here we go, buddy.
So they play the Eagles tonight. You have to imagine they're going to lose to a desperate Philadelphia team. If they win somehow, they would be even with the Redskins and the Dolphins at 3-10, and we'd go to tiebreakers. But they still play Washington. If the Redskins lose to the Giants when those two teams match up in a couple of weeks, the Redskins would very likely leapfrog New York into the two spot in the draft order, which would be Chase Young territory. Now, I would love it if the Bengals decided that they're sticking with Ryan Finley and they're taking Chase Young number one and Joe Burrow fell into the Redskins' laps number two. Regardless of what you think of Haskins, I think you almost have to do that. The other caveat could be, obviously, they could trade back for a King's ransom. But to me, if you can get into the top two here, you're gold. Burrow, Young, the two best players in this class running away with that distinction. Or the trade down because someone either is going to want to come up and get a quarterback or the best defensive player in this class and one of the best defensive players in the last couple of drafts.
You know where I'm at. That trade down scenario is too good to pass up. There's a great offensive lineman who will go in the middle of the first round, Andrew Thomas. There's 11 first-round caliber
receivers.
When
is the last time the Redskins had a defensive player of the year?
Ever? Has that ever happened? I mean, decades.
Maybe Dexter Manley caliber performance.
He was really good. Charles Mann was really good.
I'm interested in that, too. Trading down's cool, so is having a guy who could be the defensive player of the year in Chase Young. Regardless, we can debate that when it comes. Here's the point. If they can go 0-3 in the final three games, they'd be 3-13, and more likely than not, because that would mean you lost to the Giants, they would pick second overall. Worst case scenario. Somehow the Bengals, I guess, could mess around and win a couple games, but that's unlikely. Just something to think about. I know it's disappointing right now that they're 3-10. I know it's a sad time. We are still 2 weeks away from Christmas and they're eliminated from the playoffs, but it's not all bad. It's not all bad. And good for the Giants, by the way. They're doing a great job. They've lost 8 straight games to get to the 2 spot.
That's how you do it.
In the draft.
That's how you do it.
The Lions, 6 in a row, have gotten to the 5 spot. The Cardinals, 6 straight to the 6 spot. The Jaguars, 5 straight L's to get to the 7 spot. Those teams are on a roll right now.
So let's say it stays the way it is. The Giants, their defense is an embarrassment. They're deplorable. They're awful. They're so sad right there. They would stay put and take Chase Young.
Of course.
Right? So if
they need a lot too, though.
Well, they need a bunch. If somebody's got the steamies for Tua, somebody's got the steamies for Justin Herbert, somebody's got the steamies for any of these quarterbacks that are coming out, the Redskins still could be in a position to make a huge trade back at number 3.
Yeah, if they stay at number 3, I think that's almost a lock that you would trade back. Because even though you could get the best player of the rest of the draft class, mm-hmm. and somebody by April will separate themselves, if you're not getting Burrow at 1 or Young at 2, then the trade back at 3 becomes ultra viable. I would really prefer to get up to number 2 and get yourself the best defensive player you've drafted in years and years and years and years. But we'll have plenty of time to drive across that bridge as we get closer to the draft. We just had Clinton Portis on. Wanted to jumpstart our discussion on whether or not the Redskins mishandled his performance yesterday by letting him play through that injury. Here's what CP had to say when we asked if the coaching staff should have taken him out of the game.
I am. Like I said, in the beginning of the game, I felt the same way that everyone else feels, that I didn't think he should be in the game. But by the end of the game, I guess he had just learned how to nurse the pain and play through it. Because that final drive, I mean, now that you look back at it, you're like, man, I don't know if I would have rather had anyone other than Haskins in the game. So it's just one of those situations early on where it seemed sluggish and slow, and he couldn't plant and he couldn't carry out a fake, which opens up running lanes, because you got someone has to go with you. You know, if you got Case in the game and the bootleg is in full throttle and no one goes, then there you go, a free bootleg for 10 yards, first down, or maybe even a run action pass, and you get the ball behind the secondary. So I just didn't feel like early on when it was obvious he was limping and couldn't put pressure on it, that he should have been in the game.
Keeping him in the game made no sense to me for a lot of reasons. You start with how important he is for the future. You begin with the fact that his health, long-term, should be your number one priority. Mm-hmm. Making sure he's okay come training camp and the preseason and the regular season next year, when he's supposed to be flourishing in his first full season in whatever offense with whatever new coach you have. I cannot believe they let him play with that severe of a limp. He could barely hand the ball off. Now, because, as Portis pointed out, seemed like as the day went on, he got a little bit better and the ankle felt a little better. Who knows what kind of treatment or how many things he might have done just to get to the point where he looked physically like he could move some and didn't limp like he'd just broken something, which was great to see. But he, by the end of the game, moved better than he did at the beginning, but you shrunk your playbook.
Yeah.
You, not that they call out of bootlegs for him anyway, but you couldn't do anything where the pocket moved. You couldn't go any deep play action where you roll him out a little bit to buy any time to get down the field to McLaurin. He couldn't get away from a pass rush that had already sacked him 4 times in his first dozen or so dropbacks yesterday. I thought it was just almost across the board universally a terrible decision. Not to mention, if you're keeping him in there, maybe you do that if you're the Packers with Rodgers, because he's Aaron Rodgers and he's going to win you the football game anyway and he doesn't need 2 legs.
And what's at stake?
Yeah. He's definitively better than who you've got on the bench and you're vying for the playoffs. You're 3-9. You're about to be 3-10. Best case, you're 4-9. And it's not like he's all that much better, if he's any better, than Case Keenum, who comes into the game anyway. Nothing about that decision made sense to me.
This was irresponsible. And I mean that. This was irresponsible. This was wrong and this was bad. Go think of it like this. Let's say a team, forget about the Redskins for a second. Let's say a team gets the ball, it's a touchback, right? They get the ball at the 25-yard line. And they call a Hail Mary on first down to start the game. They just send every receiver down. You throw it as high and far as you can. Let's say the receiver catches it. Was that a good play call? Of course it wasn't. Right? You got lucky. They were lucky he wasn't hurt worse yesterday. This was an irresponsible action by the coaching staff for some stupid message-sending machismo nonsense that belongs with cavemen fighting saber-toothed tigers over brontosaurus steaks. This was asinine. They are so lucky he didn't get hurt worse. Here's the question. Could he protect himself while he was at his worst in terms of his health? He did get better as the game went on with treatment. He could not. Take him out of the game. Irresponsible. I would have fired Bill Callahan on the spot if I was in charge. And I'm 100% serious about that. It is correct. You cannot do that. You can't do it with a veteran when you're 3-9, let alone your first-round rookie quarterback who you are trying to build into something. He could not protect himself.
Callahan saying they didn't even consider it is a joke.
It's irresponsible.
Irresponsible is a good word. I thought it was malpractice. To keep him in the game when he was limping like that. Now, here is kind of the straw man other side of it that you get a lot of. And I had people tweeting me about this and saying this. It's football. You got to show that you're tough. That's a ridiculous statement. Watch how hurt he was. Watch how much he was limping. A lot of people said, you're going to play through pain in this league. Yes, you are. You're not going to play when you can't move. Would you leave a receiver out there when he can't run his routes? Bet you wouldn't.
This isn't mad.
Would you lead a linebacker out there when he can't run to make a tackle because he can show everyone around him that he's tough? No, you wouldn't.
I want the player to want to stay in the game. I need the coach, who is the adult, who decides who plays at all times. I don't care about. He wanted to stay in the game. That's adorable. I want you to want to stay in the game. I'm here to tell you to sit your ass down and you're going to be kept safe. I will keep you safe because I have a bigger picture in mind. They're trying to get out of win to get me to 4-9 to save my own ass. Irresponsible.
There's also a history here that has to be taken into account.
Thank you.
If you can't acknowledge yesterday while your quarterback that you just drafted in the top 15 is limping all over the joint, that you weren't thinking about Robert Griffin and Mike Shanahan, you're lying to yourself. And to pretend like that's not a factor, I think, is ridiculous. It absolutely should be. That guy got ruined while limping around on the field. Now, that was at least a playoff game, a winning streak to get to the playoffs. I think it was a very different situation.
Something meaningful on the line.
Than yesterday, which was just a joke of a game against the Packers that didn't matter at all in December when you're 3-9. But where are you guys at on this? Anybody of the belief, 800-636-1067 is the number. That's 800-636-1067. That Dwayne Haskins should have been pulled out of the game. Did you like that he was kept into the game to show his toughness, which he clearly did? His best football yesterday came actually at the end of the contest, not earlier on during the game when he was hobbled all over the joint, but it came after the injury. Maybe that shows some growth or something, some toughness. You get brownie points for that. G&D on the Fan. And the problem with saying you had to keep Dwayne Haskins in the game because it's football and you got to show toughness is everyone out there showing toughness. There's a difference between playing through discomfort, playing through pain, and being hurt. He was very clearly hurt. His ankle was hurt. Should he have been taken out of the game? 800-636-1067. For the people who say no, fine. I'd love to hear from you guys. We want your opinion. But twofold. Question for you. One, what was your take on the Griffin-Shanahan saga? Do you remember that? Does that have nothing to do with how you feel about this? When he was out there limping all over the joint, couldn't protect himself, and then tore a ligament and cost himself a season of development and maybe the rest of his career.
Changed his whole career, man.
That's number one. Number two, what if he would have gotten hurt pretty seriously? Because I guarantee there are plenty of people who are doing their, he's got to be tough. This is football. You got to play hurt. A lot of guys play hurt. That was an injury. That was an actual thing that would have prevented a wide receiver from running a route or a linebacker from making a tackle or getting to the sideline. The notion that that's something that quarterbacks play through is not correct. You don't see quarterbacks limping like that, especially rookies, especially in lost seasons, especially at 3-9. Your first-round pick. I can't fathom watching that and thinking, no, I think they made the right decision.
They got away with it. Process matters. Let's say the Nationals had a phenom starting pitcher. Let's say that Steven Strasburg was a rookie this year. Strasburg shaking his arm out because it hurts. Leave him in there. He's got to be tough.
Tough it out.
For a team that's losing 110 games. He needs to demonstrate toughness for me to like him. Shh.
Let's get to 200 innings with the kid.
Let's let a grown-up understand this is a bigger picture thing. That's what the Redskins don't do. They don't do big picture. They do, we got to find a way to beat Green Bay this week to make myself look good.
We're close.
Jackasses. That's irresponsible behavior. They are so lucky he didn't get hurt worse.
But what would people have said? All the people that said, no, you got to leave him in. He's tough. He's showing toughness. He's Byron Leftwich getting lifted up and carried to the line of scrimmage by his offensive lineman. What would they have done if he got hit and started grabbing at that leg and got carted off? Then what do you say? I guarantee they would have all killed Bill Callahan and the Redskins.
Process, man.
They would have laughed at them and said they did it again. Quarter before that, you had no problem. Oh, he's just being tough. Why are we acting like the Robert Griffin thing never happened? The last time you drafted a guy in the first round, the last quarterback you built your offense around as a rookie. Chris and Culpepper, how are you?
Oh, I've been better, boys. How are y'all?
Good, dude.
Great.
Yesterday was nothing but a shame. Soon as he got hurt, the play that stood out to me the most is when Thompson tried to step up and hit that linebacker. Of course, he missed the block. Haskins could not move anywhere out the way and looked like Robert Griffin getting rocked in the chin and hitting the ground.
He just fell.
He could not turn around and you could not turn around and hand the ball off. He could not do anything. He was a sitting target. I couldn't remember if y'all said this at the beginning of the show or if it was the junkies. If Bruce Allen is watching that game and he has the decision to come down there and say, get him out of the game, what are you looking at? This is probably a win. All right, Bill, we're going to get in the lab at halftime and we're going to see what we can do because we got to get to 6-10 to save our ass. What do you think? Let's run them out there again.
Well, how
Thank
about
you,
they had halftime, Chris? Good phone call. They got together at halftime and came out and still kept him in the game. It was just me and my wife at the house. Nobody was overwatching the game. And she said, so Haskins is out? I said, not yet, but I'm sure we'll see Keenum to start the second half. She's like, you think he's okay? Maybe just a sprained ankle. Who knows?
A doctor. If he got kicked in the calf, I don't know what it was.
So then he came out to start the second half, limping out to the field. She goes, oh, he's still in. I said, we'll see Keenum soon. Maybe they'll give him one more drive. Because my thought is maybe they're thinking, let's see if he looks any better after getting in, getting the treatment, whatever. He was worse off right then. Now, by the fourth quarter again, whatever medicine, whatever he took, whatever magic potion they rubbed on that ankle, who knows what he was on. He was able to move better without a limp. Did anyone see him leaving the field yesterday, walking up the steps after the game? I don't even know if he'll be able to play this weekend. Who knows? But it just made no sense. It was as if that was the NFC Championship game. And the other part of this is he's the only guy you can win with. Because even if it is the NFC Championship game, you're not falling off to get to Case Keenum.
Because remember when Rodgers years ago in a playoff game had a knee thing. And it clearly wasn't right, but
right.
That's Aaron Rodgers, man. And that's a playoff game. We can have that conversation then. This is a team that is eliminated from contention, has been for a month plus. They're going nowhere for their first-round developmental project, for the love of God.
My entire point was simple. He was under siege from a pass rush standpoint.
Yes.
The word I'll use is protect. He could not protect himself. The best thing about him right now, because he takes a lot of sacks, and it seems to me, I don't know if you agree with this, he gets hit so often immediately from rushers that are untouched that I think a lot of that is like pre-snap stuff that isn't quite being accounted for properly. You buy that at all?
I think it's a combo of things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Part of it is probably missed blocks and other stuff, but I think sometimes you just don't see it that often with veteran quarterbacks. So my guess is there's certain things he's not accounting for, or guys he's not picking up. He'll slide something one way, and you'll hear Barber or someone talk about how that was his guy, and then that guy will hit him in the ribs, what have you. Regardless, he's normally able to move a little bit. Dodge that oncoming defender, or maybe just help himself out by kind of stepping away from the brunt of the contact. He no longer was able to do that out of the game immediately. Megan in Kensington, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Megan?
My whole thing is RG3 pretty much ruined his career in Washington, and he's sitting on the bench somewhere. This guy is a rookie. He's brand new to the organization, and this is what we do. We put them in when they're injured and let them play. Why?
I don't know.
I wish I could answer
that. I don't know the answer to that.
Here's my next question for people that call in 800-636-1067, but I'll pose it to you because you're sitting next to me. Don't you think in answering whether or not Dwayne Haskins should have been removed from the game, what happened with Robert Griffin has to be a factor in that?
I mean, for me, it's obviously we're not that far removed from
same
it.
Team president, some of the same people in the building right now. You just saw a guy limping all over the joint go down. Shouldn't that be, like, you learned a lesson that day,
right? We should have remembered it, right? I mean, I don't care what the player says. Are you good to go? Yeah, I'm good, coach. Because you don't want to be taken out of the game. That's the mentality that got you to the NFL. I need the coach to step in and say, I remember at the time, we were worried about the relationship we'd have with Robert Griffin. I don't care if he doesn't like you that much that day, that minute, if he's mad at you. You have to make an adult decision. Of course it should factor in. But it would factor in for any team that didn't have this happen to Robert Griffin however many years ago. If you're a first-round quarterback, when you are irrelevant, you're irrelevant. You're at the bottom of the NFL. You might pick second if things break your way. That's the guy you're going to trot him out there when he clearly can't protect himself? And the idea that it never occurred to Bill Callahan.
To throw to Jeremy Sprinkle and Kelvin Harmon.
To make sure that you're trying to send some kind of message to help him win the locker room over. I mean, get over yourselves. It's ridiculous.
Our double play, what's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Coming up next, we'll also squeeze in the last couple of calls on Haskins. Should he have been taken out of the game as he limped all over the field on Sunday? We're Grant and Danny.
Second and 10 for Haskins and the Redskins. Haskins fires end zone. What a catch by Terry McLaurin for a Redskins touchdown.
This is a rocket of a throw, and I'm not sure how Terry McLaurin, who I'm going to assume is right-handed, makes this catch with his left hand. Watch this catch. Oh, my God. What a great, great catch by Terry McLaurin. He's been doing this all year for Washington.
Arm strength to get that ball into a window that didn't exist.
Woo.
For days by Haskins, but the catch by McLaurin was unbelievable. You heard Barber there. He was blown away, as we all were watching that play over and over again. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. We will squeeze in a quick double play before we get out of here this segment. The Beltway Blitz coming up in 10 minutes at noon. Bill Callahan did talk after the game about whether or not it was a consideration to take out Dwayne Haskins.
Hey, Bill, going back to Dwayne, I know you say he was cleared, mm-hmm. but there were times where he wasn't, at least initially, wasn't moving as well out there. Did you notice anything with him in the pocket there? And at that point, did you have to go double?
He's a competitor, John. Didn't want to come out. He felt fine. He felt good. There was no medical reasons to make a switch or anything of that nature. It never entered our mind or anybody else's mind. So. We rolled with Dwayne, you know what I mean? He battled hard and battled through some tough, bumps, I guess. But, there was never an instance where we were thinking of taking him out of the game. It never occurred to us.
I just have to imagine from
the
sideline.
Please don't occur to you.
You can see him having a hard time taking three steps to hand off. There was actually a handoff to Peterson.
And he missed.
On a play out wide. He never even got close to him because it took him so long to get out from under center that Peterson had already hit his hole basically before Haskins got there, and he had to just tuck the football and fall forward into traffic. That's how hurt he was. This was Callahan on Haskins as well.
When you went into halftime and saw Dwayne limping, how much consideration was given to going to Case, if any at all?
Well, he was cleared. He was fine, so there was no consideration at that point.
You believe that?
Yeah, from this org, yes, I do.
I just have a heart. I mean, he's not lying, but that doesn't make any sense. Here's what Dwayne Haskins had to say. Says he's okay and battled through the injury. So let's start with that one.
I'm all right. I heard it in the second quarter of the game. Had to battle through it. A tough injury, but I'll be all right.
Cool. Yeah, you did what everyone, I think, would have hoped that you would have done. He had something wrong with his thumb, he mentioned, in the Detroit game. Didn't really come out till after the game. Played through that, now played through this. Nobody's questioned his toughness. Another Haskins thought from yesterday.
Dwayne, did you ever think about coming out? And I guess just how was it to have to kind of fight through it? I mean, it was pretty noticeable that you were limping out there.
There was no way I was coming out the game. I hurt my ankle last high school game of my career, and I didn't come out. I wasn't going to come out now. So, there was talk about it, but I was going to play through it.
That all sounds cool. Like, that's right. Big-time machismo football. We're the toughest ones out there stuff. It's not up to him. You know, he wants to stay out there because he did it in high school. That's great. These guys are bigger, and they're faster, and they'll make you pay. The only thing that should have mattered to the Redskins yesterday was, how do we make sure Haskins is ready to go next Sunday or in 2 weeks or certainly by training camp? You made that less likely a possibility by keeping him in there.
I look at a professional athlete or an athlete at a high level. Of course I want the pitcher to want to stay in the game. I want Max Scherzer to want the ball. I want Steven Strasburg to want the ball. I want Dwayne Haskins to say, I'd like to stay in this game. I'd like to finish it. I'd like to win over my teammates. I'd like to be the hero. That's great. Chalk one up for Dwayne Haskins. He didn't do anything wrong here. I want him to advocate for himself to stay in the game.
Of course. In fact, he did everything right.
Exactly. I need the adult that did nothing right here. Bill Callahan did nothing right in the circumstance.
And by the way, if you think, well, he wanted to stay in, that's the end of it, then you think that every time a pitcher says, I want to keep pitching, that a manager should just turn around and go back to the dugout.
Well, does Adrian Peterson wants to stay in the game, doesn't want to give any carries to Darius Geis? Does he get to? What about a tight end whose name, Hale Hentges? He wants to play every snap. Does he get to? Of course he doesn't.
Kevin Arlington, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. So I won't go over the mentally tough aspect of Haskins. We've gone over that. Bravo to him. But it's just so Redskins. I mean, first of all, let's see if he even plays next weekend. Second of all, I go back to Dr. Andrews and Robert Griffin, and, you know, Shanahan was, well, Doc's cleared it. You know, well, who's clearing Dwayne to go back in when he's half of the quarterback he could be? I mean, to me, this is almost, you know, what is our process to clear someone and let him back out on the field? Because, again, if he doesn't play this weekend because of this injury getting worse, I mean, you're going to have to call that into question. And we already have all kinds of questions about the medical. So, to me, I think the coaches are too quick to say, well, medical cleared him, we're good.
I think if he passed the threshold, to your point, Kevin, we need a new threshold. Can you take three steps and hand the ball off without looking like you're about to collapse?
Nope.
If the answer is no, he shouldn't pass your threshold. Dominic Waldorf, hey.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
I just had a quick point to make. I feel like the RG3 situation was way more complicated than this situation.
Agreed.
Because we actually had something to play for that year, and it was a game that mattered. But this game yesterday had nothing to do with anything. It doesn't matter. Why can't you just take Haskins out and put him in next week, try to win next week, you know?
100% correct.
Yeah, it's very simple.
Now, I agree with you. I mean, I still have – we'll differ all day long on the Griffin thing. I mean, that's a – though they're playing playoff games at that point. But this was not that at all. So, yeah, you and me are in lockstep there. Tim, College Park, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
Definitely think that Dwayne Haskins showed that, you know, that last drive, like Clinton Portis said, like he was hurt. He wasn't necessarily injured. Now we'll figure out whether or not he actually, you know, with the MRI, whether or not there's actually some torn ligaments or anything. But you look at Daniel Jones, you know, he went through the same situation with the Packers last week and you know, he fought through it. You guys are auditioning for jobs. Now you can ask, you know, the coaches also are in the same predicament where they are also, you know, fighting for their jobs too. So you're in a situation where you have Bill Callahan, who may possibly want to be the Redskins coach. You got Dwayne Haskins, who has Terry McLaurin, Steven Sims, and Kelvin Harmon out there. And before Case Keenum had that offense moving, and he's trying to find his footing. So I can understand exactly why he wanted to push through it. I just feel like everything's circumstantial. It's like you just can't sit there and say, okay, we shouldn't have had him in the game, because like Clinton Portis said, he showed something on that last drive that when you're talking about drafting Joe Burrows, that is no longer an option going into the draft because Dwayne Haskins showed that he can.
Well, I disagree completely. Going 6 of 8 for 75 yards against a shell of a defense in garbage time shouldn't change anybody's assessment on anything.
But I think his point about the circumstances contributing to this, I think it's dead right. This is a bad organization in a bad spot where you've got guys that are doing things, sacrificing the long term just to show a little bit of growth.
Agreed.
That's 100% a thing.
You're going to change your opinion on the need at the position or what he is because of a drive against Green Bay in the fourth quarter down by 2 touchdowns? No chance. I mean, John Beck got a starting job for the Redskins by going on a drive like that, and they bench Rex Grossman because they liked what they saw in the fourth quarter of a lost game. You could fool yourself all day long with stuff like that. Point, though, is different than that one little specific element of the conversation, and that is whether or not he should have come out of the game. I liked your point, though, on Daniel Jones a week ago. I didn't get to see whether or not – I don't know. Was he limping to the same extent? I have no idea. Did it look like he couldn't move at all in the pocket or protect himself? I know this. He's been in a walking boot since, and he can't play this week. I know that.
I also don't want to be in that company. The Giants are a tire fire. They've lost a bunch of games in a row, and –
they're going to fire their head coach.
They have a pretty horrible culture, too. I guess my point is either do things the right way or don't, and they chose not to this time for whatever reason.
Danny Grant with you on 106.7 The Fan. Our Beltway Blitz is next. We'll get into our five biggest takeaways from the NFL's Week 14 action at 12:18. Plus, next hour, the Redskins being linked to one of the more respected coaches in college football this weekend. We've got the details of the report.
Ted Britt Ford is built for the holidays. The Built for the Holidays sales event is happening right meow at Ted Britt Ford in Fairfax and Chantilly with an estimated savings of 20% on select Ford models. Check this out here. You earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Then up to $17,400 below MSRP. I'm going to say that again. $17,400 below MSRP on a 2019 Ford F-150 truck from Ted Britt Ford, your F-150 HQ. Plus, by the way, no payments for 60 days. How about $14,900 off the MSRP on a 2019 Ford 250 SD, plus no payments for 60. $10,800 off that MSRP on a 2019 Ranger. How about $9,800 off a 2020 Ford Explorer? Ooh, these deals are unbelievable. $9,400 below MSRP on a 2019 Mustang. See the point of the dude's story? A lot of money off the car. Then you don't pay them anything for 60 days because they've been in business for 60 years. It's the holiday sale right now with Ted Britt Ford. Perfect. Chantilly. Click away at TedBritt.com. And when you go, it's going to be very small, little thing. It's going to mean a lot. Just tell them.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.